Trump pardons 10 fake electors and one attorney from Wisconsin, but they still face state charges. Racine County, Washington. President Donald Trump announced on Monday he pardoned his former lawyer Rudy Giuliani and other people allegedly involved in the attempt to overturn the 2020 presidential election. But the president's federal pardon does not shield members of the group from state charges. Posting to social media early Monday, U.S. pardon attorney Ed Martin released the names of 77 people for whom Trump signed federal pardons in a proclamation dated November 7. Martin is an attorney who represented several people charged in the January 6, 2021 insurrection on the U.S. Capitol. After losing the 2020 presidential election, Trump goaded his supporters to storm the U.S. Capitol and stop Congress from certifying the election results. He was later impeached by the House for a second time in connection with the insurrection, but the Senate acquitted him. It's the latest move from the president, following his return to the White House, to absolve anyone involved in the efforts to overturn or challenge former President Joe Biden's victory. The proclamation notes that pardons were granted to address a grave national injustice. Those on the list include former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Sidney Powell, a lawyer who was indicted along with Trump in a Georgia election case to overturn the state's results in the 2020 presidential election. The proclamation, which is only for federal charges, is symbolic and does not prevent state-level prosecutions. Many of the people named on the list were alleged to have been part of the fake electors' plot to submit fraudulent certificates claiming that Trump won the battleground states of Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, New Mexico, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, instead of Biden. The White House did not respond to requests for comment. Wisconsin charges will stand three men. Kenneth J. Chesebro, Michael A. Roman, and James R. Troupas were charged in 2024 for their roles in an alleged plan to submit fake electoral votes for Trump's presidential bid in 2020. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call charged them each with uttering a genuine forged writing, a Class H felony that carries penalties of up to 6 years in prison, a fine of up to $10,000, or both. The DOJ's detailed criminal complaints outline the defendants' actions starting in November 2020. The complaints describe emails and memoranda exchanged between Chesebro, Troupas, and other individuals, detailing plans for the unappointed electors to meet and cast votes on December 14, 2020, the same day the officially appointed electors were scheduled to meet. Any federal charges the trio were facing don't have any effect on the state charges. Here are the Wisconsin individuals on the federal pardon list: Carol Brunner, a fake elector from Wisconsin; Mary Bustrin, a fake elector from Wisconsin; Daryl Carlson, a fake elector from Wisconsin; Kenneth Chesebro, an architect of the fake elector's plot; Bill Feehan, a fake elector from Wisconsin; Edward Scott Grabbins, a fake elector from Wisconsin; Andrew Hitt, a fake elector from Wisconsin; Kathy Kiernan, a fake elector from Wisconsin; Mike Roman, a Trump attorney from Wisconsin, who allegedly took part in the efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election; Kelly Rue, a fake elector from Wisconsin; Robert F. Spindle Jr., a fake elector from Wisconsin; Pam Travis, a fake elector from Wisconsin; James Troupas, an alleged architect of the fake electors' plot; a coalition of more than 100 pro-democracy groups, not above the law, condemned the move by the president to pardon people involved in trying to subvert the 2020 presidential election. Trump isn't just pardoning people, he's pardoning a conspiracy and trying to rewrite history, according to the coalition. He's creating a two-tier justice system where he and his allies operate above the law. In Trump's America, loyalty overrides accountability to the Constitution and our federal laws. Those on the list include Mark Amick, a fake elector from Georgia; Kathy Burden, a fake elector from Michigan; Christina Bobb, a former personal lawyer for Trump; Tyler Bowyer, a fake elector from Arizona; Joseph Brannan, a fake elector from Georgia; James Ken Carroll, a fake elector from Georgia; Brad Carver, a fake elector from Georgia. Robert Cheely, a lawyer who pushed false claims about Georgia's 2020 presidential election results. Hank Choate, a fake elector from Michigan. Jeffrey Clark, a Trump attorney who allegedly assisted the president in his failed bid to overturn the 2020 presidential election results. Vicky Townsend Concilio, a fake elector from Georgia. Nancy Cottle, a fake elector from Arizona. James DeGraffenried, a fake elector from Nevada. John Downey, a fake elector from Georgia. John Eastman, an alleged architect of the fake electors plot. Jenna Ellis, a Trump attorney who allegedly assisted the president in his failed bid to overturn the 2020 presidential election results. Boris Epstein, a Trump advisor who was indicted in Arizona for trying to overturn the state's 2020 presidential election results. Amy Facanello, a fake elector from Michigan. Carolyn Hall Fisher, a fake elector from Georgia. Harrison Floyd, a lawyer who allegedly tried to overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election results. Clifford Frost, a fake elector from Michigan. Gloria K. Godwin, who tried to obtain signatures for a recall election petition in Georgia's 2020 presidential election. Stanley Grott, a fake elector from Michigan. John Haggard, a fake elector from Michigan. Scott Hall, the first to plead guilty in the 2020 election subversion case in Georgia. Misty Hampton, who was indicted in Georgia's Fulton County election interference case. David G. Hanna, a fake elector from Georgia. Mark W. Hennessy, a fake elector from Georgia. Mary Ann Henry, a fake elector from Michigan. Durward James Hindle III, a fake elector from Nevada. Jake Hoffman, a fake elector from Arizona. Burt Jones, a fake elector from Georgia. Anthony T. Kern, a fake elector from Arizona. Timothy King, a fake elector from Michigan. Trevian Coody, former publicist of Kanye West, now Ye, who was accused of intimidating Fulton County election workers into falsely admitting to fraudulent ballots in the 2020 election. James Lamont, a fake elector from Arizona. Kathleen Alston Latham, a fake elector from Georgia. Jesse Law, a fake elector from Nevada. Stephen Clifgard Lee, a Chicago pastor accused of intimidating Fulton County election workers into falsely admitting to fraudulent ballots in the 2020 election. Michelle Lundgren, a fake elector from Michigan. Michon Maddock, a fake elector from Michigan. Michael J. McDonald, a fake elector from Nevada. Sean Meehan, a fake elector from Nevada. Robert Montgomery, a fake elector from Arizona. Daryl Moody, a fake elector from Georgia. Samuel I. Moorhead, a fake elector from Arizona. Lorraine B. Pellegrino, a fake elector from Arizona. James Renner, a fake elector from Michigan. Eileen Rice, a fake elector from Nevada. Myra Rodriguez, a fake elector from Michigan. Rose Rook, a fake elector from Michigan. Greg Safston, a fake elector from Arizona. David Schaefer, a fake elector from Georgia. Marion Sheridan, a fake elector from Michigan. Ray Stallings Smith III, an attorney for Trump, who allegedly tried to overturn the 2020 presidential election results in Georgia. Sean Still, a fake elector from Georgia. Ken Thompson, a fake elector from Michigan. Kent Vanderwood, a fake elector from Michigan. Kelly Ward, a fake elector from Arizona. Michael Ward, a fake elector from Arizona. C.B. Yadav, a fake elector from Georgia.